You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. What an exciting week it is for Next on Scene. I totally took a chance on my business within the past 48 hours and decided to come up with a marketing mastermind program as social media built my entire business. And I was like, I feel like it's time to give back and really start teaching it on a regular basis. So I launched my program yesterday and I have two spots left as of today. So that is really exciting and really awesome people are in this and it's just going to be an ongoing growing program. So thank you everyone for being a part of the Next on Scene community, listening to our podcast, doing all this great stuff. We also just recently booked our Wellness Expo fashion show in the fall. So we're so excited about that. Save the date, September 25th. Really cool stuff on the horizon for us. So just wanted to come on and share that with you. So who is next to know about today? Such a freaking cool podcast today. We have the amazing Stacy Lynn Cripps. Stacy is a gifted entertainment medium, spiritual medium, and mentor. She is spiritually gifted as a vessel and or channel for the divine spirit of God, that which includes your divine archangel, spirit guides, and your loved ones in heaven. She is especially gifted in being able to connect with legendary singer, songwriters, musicians and entertainers from behind the heavenly veil. So we got some really awesome inquiries from some of our fabulous people today in our circle of community. So we are definitely going to be asking Stacy all these really amazing questions on famous musicians, singers, songwriters, all of this cool stuff and like what they're doing and how she got to where she is and how she even figured out that this was her incredible gift. And when she was open to first sharing it, I'm just like so fascinated by this. So Stace, we're going to have a quick word from our sponsor and stay tuned for the amazing Stacy Lynn Cripps.
They always told Will he was too short to play basketball, but Will never listened. Will let his work ethic do the talking for him. Always in the gym, always running drills. Will knew where there was a will, there was a way, and he was Will. But then, after his second child was born, he realized the pros were all way better than him. So Will gave up and buried his high tops in a tearful ceremony. But one day, he heard that Geico could save him money on car insurance, so he switched and saved a bunch, which was awesome.
All right, everybody, I officially am on the line with spiritual entertainment medium, Stacy Lynn Cripps. Hi, Stacy, how are you today?
Hi, Jackie, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Oh my God, so freaking excited to have you on this amazing show because you are so gifted and I want to learn, first of all, how you even knew you were a psychic. Let's first start with that.
Okay, so I've been very open my entire life since I was very, very young. I just didn't realize it was a gift that I was developing throughout my life. But in the mid-90s, one of my best childhood friends by the name of Heather was on her way home from college, and she was killed in a car accident.
Oh,
and that was my first experience with grief, and I couldn't bear it. So she started to come to me in my dream state when I was sleeping. There's a meditative state when we're sleeping, and our loved ones can connect with us. And she was giving me evidence of the accident and things that happened on that day. And she came to me for a good year. And I would wake up crying, and I just felt it was so real. And actually, I was walking into a store one day. My ears started ringing, and I could hear her voice. And she said, call my mom tonight. Let her know that I was with someone right before I passed, that she was hugging me and holding me. So I called her mom that night, and I shared that she was giving me all this evidence of the passing. And that a woman pulled her van over, got in the front seat with her, and was holding Heather before she passed. And her mom's response was, I didn't believe them. I said, who? She said, the EMTs on the scene. When I got there, they said a woman was there with Heather and holding her, and she was a nurse. And so Heather didn't pass alone, and she said, I haven't been able to go on with my life knowing that I wasn't there for her, but this gives me such amazing peace, knowing that she came through and letting you know this invalidated this for me.
Amazing.
So that was the first time, and that was in the mid-90s. Yeah.
That's like incredible. Oh my God. So, okay, really crazy scenario. So when you say that you heard her, you specifically like heard her voice?
I heard her voice. That's called objective clairaudience. So my senses were so heightened by her through her coming through in my dream state that your ear can pop and ring and you can hear their voice. And it's not like they're shouting at you. It's like a sort of like a telepathic messaging that comes in. And it's very, very pure and it's very real.
So freaking cool. Great. So fascinating about, so you said that's called clairaudience?
Right. So there's our inner senses can mm-hmm. get heightened by our loved ones and spirits. So our hearing, our feeling, our seeing, our inner seeing, our inner hearing, our inner feeling, and that's how they communicate. That's how they come through. And so our senses can be very heightened and very sensitive.
Crazy.
Even smelling too.
Right. Well, that's another thing, because aren't there like a lot of, well, obviously we all have, you know, are there five senses, right? I'm asking a blonde question.
Right, 5, 6.
So, like, are so there...
That's a very heightened sense.
Okay, so I'm so fascinated by that. So when you first had that initial experience, were you scared? Like, what was that feeling like for you when she connected with you for the first time?
Well, I got chills and tingling everywhere. So I just felt love. I just felt a very Aww. Strong bond. I mean, we had grown up from the time we were 4 and 8 years old, all through high school, college, and... So it was a very strong bond. So I knew it was her, and I knew she was helping me with my grieving process, letting me know that she was still with me and watching over me. So it was all full of love and fun, and I didn't really feel that it was a gift. I didn't understand that it was anything but a bond mm-hmm. that we had.
That's so special. Wow. And you're so calm when you talk about it too. I feel like I would be, I don't know if I'd cry. I don't know what emotions I would feel in that moment, but I guess you've just learned, right? You've molded into this, just, it's normal now for you, right?
Right. Well, think about it. That was 26 years ago.
Crazy.
A long time ago. So, I mean, she still comes through, and I just know that when she comes through, it's on a certain day of her birthday or her anniversary, and I just feel her love. So, when spirit connects with us, it's mainly feeling. I mean, that's a strong sense that we all have. We're all born with this intuition, this inner guidance,
mm-hmm.
and we can feel them. So feeling their love, feeling their closeness, you know, they can pop images in our mind's eye. We may think we're daydreaming, but they're actually coming through and connecting with us.
So cool.
And just their loving thought away. So if we can drop in our heart space and think of them lovingly, they can connect very smoothly, I'll say.
Well, what I'm even more fascinated to, like, even beyond that, is, like, that you found this, like, niche market of people that communicate with you regularly, like all of these entertainers and rock stars and all of that. So
yeah.
How did that, yeah. What was that first initial experience like? Please share. And who was the first person to come to you?
And I have chills all over me right now and tingling, so they're very, very close. So I grew up with a lot of music in my life. My father sang Elvis 7 days a week in our home, and he recorded it, and he was an impersonator. So Elvis was in our home 24/7, and I sang backup for him a couple times at weddings and events. And so it was the late 70s, 80s time frame. So music was very, very present in my life growing up, and I played the guitar, and I sang. And so when I opened up and I had my spiritual awakening back in 2011, it was about some years ago, the first entertainer that came through to me played the song Angel Eyes. So Jeff Healy's his name. And I didn't know of him very well, but he did connect with me right when I woke up in the morning. I could hear this song just playing. I didn't know who sang it. I would get in my car and I'd turn the car on, and right at the turn key, Angel Eyes was on my radio. So he was connecting with me on a regular basis, and I didn't realize that he was blind when he was here, so he was very open spiritually while he was here, because they have to learn when they get over to the other side in the afterlife how to connect.
Right.
And so he's very strong coming through, and he just shared some evidence with me about his life, and he was the first one. And then after him came Elvis, of course. My father passed away 6-7 years ago, and when my father came through to me in meditation, he brought Elvis.
What? Right, so cool.
He started to connect with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then Davy Jones, Whitney Houston, the Rat Pack came through. my dad knew them. So when my dad was here, he would go to these parties in LA and he would meet with all these guys, singers, songwriters, the Rat Pack, I mean, Sammy Davis Jr., and I have pictures of my dad with all of them. So they started coming through as well. And when they would come through when I was meditating, and then they would give me some evidence of them, and then the entire day I'd see signs from them. So they would validate their spiritual presence.
So freaking cool. So obviously that was like really awesome. And then they just started bringing more people essentially to you. Like, how did you get connected with the whole other realm of people?
Well, I mean, I would go into meditation every day, mm-hmm. connecting with my loved ones and my family members and friends of friends. And I would just give messages. I started doing that about 8-9 years ago. And then they would come through as well. And what happened would be they would connect me with their people here. So Whitney Houston was the very first entertainer. And after my grandmother passed, she brought Whitney to me in meditation because she loved Whitney Houston music. And so Whitney started to connect with me in meditation. And then, oh my goodness, every store I went into, she played her song. And one day she played her song when I was doing errands in 3 different places. And so I knew she was very strong. And she had a purpose for coming through. And one day in meditation, she came through and she said to me, oh, by the way, she referred to herself as Nippy. And I didn't know that nickname. So they would come through and they'd be very friendly and they'd actually give me their real name here, not their name that they had out there in the, I'll say, public eye, but they would give me their nickname. And so she came through and she gave me a name of a woman to call at a music business place and the exact name. And she said, I want you to call her at 3 o'clock. I want you to tell her that Whitney sent you. I want you to let her know that I have a message for someone there. She'll know who it's for. And, of course, that's the first time that an entertainer specifically gave me a very unique name, the business name to call, and who to reach. Right. So I called at 3 o'clock. This woman answered the phone. I asked, is this your name? And she said, yes. And I said, well, Whitney Houston has been coming to me, and I'm a medium, and she has some messages. Well, she screamed on the phone, and she said, just recently I came into the office, and there was a Whitney Houston fan from the 1990s, and I worked with Whitney, and no one knows where it came from. It was on my office chair. And so she could feel her, too, on the call, and Whitney was very, very direct. She said, I'm coming through to somebody, and you know who it is, and I have this messaging for them. And so
crazy. I'm like mind blown right now.
She was the first one who actually orchestrated and connected me to her peeps, to her people. And I'll say one thing about her. She's extremely direct. And when she wants something, she goes after it. And that's just who she was here. She was a very determined person. And she would say, Whitney's not playing. And I'm ready to talk, and I'm ready to bring this through, because she died so tragically that she had so many people that she wanted to connect with to have them feel her love and her thanks. And
right.
One of the people in the music business was very close to her.
So does she connect through you, too, to even connect with, like, her daughter?
Yes. Yeah. So I was in Florida, and she came through to me when I was there in Florida, and I was in a store, and her music played. And she said, I need you to go back to the guest house where you are, because I need to connect with you, and I'll have a sign there waiting for you. So we were renting a house in Destin, Florida, with like probably 15 of our family members, and she was connecting with me through song, and when I was, you know, buying lotion and things like that. And I went back to the guest house and she said, move these books. And I moved these books and there was a U.S. Weekly magazine with her on the magazine with her daughter.
What?
Yes. And I went into meditation and she said, my daughter's not responding. Can you help me connect with her? And I said, yes. Yes, I will. And so I went into meditation. I connected with Christy and I helped them connect.
Oh my God, that's amazing. So does Chrissy still work with, do stuff with you, or?
Yes, yeah. So Chrissy's helping a lot of people from the other side live with a spiritual connection with their family members. She's also helping them to get off drugs. So things they weren't able to conquer here, they go on the other side, and they have work to do there. And so they have jobs. So
that's crazy.
She shared with me that she's helping people here get off the stuff, is what she said.
Wow. I'm, like, so fascinated by all of this, Stacey. So freaking cool.
Well, I'll say, you know, all the entertainers are very strong. But there are some that have become my spiritual friends through the years because they have come through and just done amazing things.
Right.
With signs and connections and connecting me to their people before I even put this out there. So 4 or 5 years ago.
I'm so fascinated. Like I said, it's so freaking awesome. So how do you learn? Like, do you ever separate? Like, can you separate from, like, getting messages for people you're even hanging out with in a setting?
Well, I close up. So we all have these chakras, these energy centers in our body, in our subtle body. And I, for the first year and a half, I walked around wide open. I had no idea. I had no idea that I was a spiritual medium. I had no idea. I just had a spiritual awakening through a guided meditation at a conference, and I learned how to close up my chakras. But the first year I was walking around giving readings to nail techs and the people that own boutiques, and it was just happening on a regular basis, on a daily basis.
Right, because it was just natural. So, yeah.
Right, and it can be draining. I mean, when I'm giving spiritual messages to people throughout the day, it's what the physical drains you, not the ones in spirit. The ones in spirit give you a lot of energy and inspiration. But when you're walking around open all the time, it's the physical that drains you because you pick up on people's emotions and what they're going through and things like that. And you're really meant to be in your own divine energy.
Right. It makes a lot of sense. So before even, like, you were in this spiritual medium realm of entertainment and even doing it for people that – it seems like you do it for people even outside of the entertainment industry, right?
Yeah, so I started back in 2011 giving spiritual readings to families of children who had passed on and who crossed over. So I work with I worked with a lot of families whose children had passed very young with cancer, so from St. Jude Hospital. I worked with a number of families there. And it just started to bubble up. I mean, through referral, it just started to bubble up where I was giving so many spiritual readings throughout the week, you know, 8 to 10 spiritual readings.
Wow.
And this is before I had a website, so people were just coming to me by word of mouth. And so I started that way, but I'll have to say, a year or so into it, the entertainers started to come in very easily and very fluidly. So little did I know that I would be niching, in a way, because it's been so strong. I mean, Prince, I mean, he started coming through with amazing signs, and he actually connected to me on the day of when he passed, and I was in the kitchen, and I was just cleaning up the kitchen, and he came through so strong, and he said, "I'll be with you shortly."
What?
And I got a little dizzy. Because he was kind of giving me the feeling he had right before he passed. And I just said to my husband, I said, "I have to go meditate. Prince just connected with me." So I went upstairs and I meditated, and he came through so clearly. And he was on a balcony with a purple galaxy behind him, very Prince. And Whitney Houston was with him. She brought him, and they were friends. And also B.B. King was with him. And he just said to me, he goes, I hear you're a master. I hear you're a master of connection. And I work with masters, and I want to learn from you." And I said, "Okay, sounds great." I mean, I love Prince growing up because I grew up in the 80s. So anyone from the 80s that was an icon, I'm very connected to. Right.
Right.
So he was very fluid when he came through. He told me, "I'm going to let you know tomorrow that I'm with you." And I would just happen to be running a meditation workshop the very next day, helping people connect with spirit, with their loved ones, with their guides. And he said, "I'll bring a sign." And I said, "Okay, great." The very next day, I'm in this workshop, and a woman signs up last minute. And she goes to my friend Lisa, who's working with me at the workshop. She goes, "I want to connect with Prince. I got the tambourine. I got it from his concert. He threw it at me." And that was the sign from him that he came through to me the very next day.
That's so insane.
They will bring such incredible signs. I mean, Prince, I have to say, is a master, I'll give it to him, at bringing these spiritual, tangible, physical signs. I mean, I'll say this. I was in Michigan, and I was vacationing with my family, and we were renting a house. Oh, it's very similar. And I was walking around shopping, and I saw this Prince watercolor in a gallery. And then I went to rent kayaks, and there was the Prince 1999 album. And then we were in the car, and this Prince semi-truck was right next to our car. He was connecting with me on that day. And little did I know, across the miles from Chicago to California, he that very day or hour connected one of my friends with his very special, beautiful one in his life. And I gave her a reading shortly after.
What? It's just like all the stars like are aligned. It's crazy.
Yes, and they do this. They orchestrate all mm-hmm. of this being connected. They do the work, and they work really hard from over there to come through, to set up this, I'll say, day of signs where you're in the spiritual vortex of, oh my goodness, can you do more? Because this is incredible, right? So when they bring the signs, your spirit's elevating, so your vibration is coming up, and they're coming down from the heavens to work and connect with you. That's where the medium comes in. Your vibration's coming up, and they're coming down. That's mm-hmm. what they need. So there's a connection there, and they are at work. They're at work to make things happen.
I have a random question for you. You know how, like, everybody feels like you were saying, your dad really spoke to, like, Elvis. When people have, like, a strong connection with somebody in the music realm, is there a specific reason for that?
Yes. So the answer is yes. So like attracts like.
Mm-hmm.
If you loved and admired them here, they're going to connect with you. It's amazing. I've been giving these spiritual mentoring sessions to entertainers for a year or so now. And what I'll say is that I read for singer-songwriters out of New York, and in those spiritual readings, little do I know what's going to happen next. A loved one may come through first, but then in the midway to the end of the reading, someone that's very inspirational for them will actually come through. So I've had, let's say, Karen Carpenter come through first thing. And she loves Karen Carpenter, and she learned from Karen Carpenter.
So cool.
So they can come very close. And whatever they had physically going on before they passed, I can feel it.
So freaking cool.
That's the heightened sense of touch. So, like, right now, my voice got a little hoarse, and I felt Judy Garland. So they can give me a sensation. And then I just say, okay, you got to step back a little bit. I'm feeling too much.
Is that why you said her name?
Yes. She's right here. I feel her.
So she's coming up right now. Is there a particular reason? Like, what is she trying to tell you? Can you tell us?
Well, I feel she wanted me to share the story of how I was giving a spiritual reading to a singer-songwriter out in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I saw the Wizard of Oz. I saw Judy Garland. I'm like, oh, Judy Garland's here. And this woman screamed because she trained her voice to be like Judy Garland's voice. And Judy came through very direct. She's a very direct person. I mean, personality. I mean, her essence is very direct. And she gave her lessons right there on the spot. So these entertainers, when they were here, they mentored so many people. So many proteges, they mentor, they help people in the music and entertainment business. And when they started connecting with me very strongly over the last number of years, they came through and said, you're going to mentor. You're going to be the vessel, and we're going to come through you, to our people, and we're going to mentor them.
So freaking cool.
Because it's a cutthroat industry.
Right. It totally is.
And that's what's happening now.
Loving it. So I have, I know we had a few questions that I definitely want to make sure I'm going to ask from, like, my audience and people that follow me. But my first question is, I want to ask one personally about Michael Jackson, because I felt through, like, a huge period of my life, I would nonstop listen to all of his albums on repeat. And I felt like that was just something that totally, I don't know. I think I'm just kind of asking, like, was there a specific purpose for that?
So when you're two, now he's giving me chills and showing me the moonwalk. So he's right here. I mean, I'll say. Hold on one moment.
Mm-hmm.
He goes by Mike, by the way.
Okay.
To his friends and family. Spiritually, they can tune you into their energy. And so they can come through and they can guide you. So I love Michael Jackson too. I had the Thriller album. He was on my
Me wall. Too. Love it. So, yeah.
So Michael's very strong, but when he comes through, he has shared with me, he's all about PR, okay? So he's helping you with your PR, with your publicity, with your business. This is what he can help people with. His instrument was so polished at such a young age. But learning the music industry is people get thrown into it, but they don't know, right? Or the entertainment industry, which way to go. So he's always, when he comes through with Bubbles. So Bubbles is one of his animals. I'm seeing Bubbles, monkey. So he is connecting right now, and he wants you to know he's helping you with PR. So you can ask him for his help and for his guidance, and he will guide you. Now, it's interesting. You listen to these records after he passed. Is that right?
Yeah.
So he was connecting with you through his music. So they can connect and form a link, spiritual link with you through their music. Okay? And he's very connected to Diana, so he's mentioning the name Diana to me right now. And I see he comes through always with his animals. So I see the mouse or the rat, and mentioning Ben, and there's a llama. And he's very connected to animals. He shied away so much from people, but when he talked about his music, he's saying he could talk for hours and hours and hours and hours, how it just, you know, flowed through him. And so I know he's helping you with your PR.
So freaking cool. It's so crazy you say that. What did you say, Stacey?
I will share something with you just to validate this. I will share. When Michael connected with me, he woke me up in the early morning. And right before wakefulness, there's a meditative place. So he came through that meditative place while I'm sleeping. And he told me that it was time for publicity. It was time for PR. And I'm going to connect you. And he played the song, what was the name? Dirty Diana. Okay. That day, I was connected to a woman named Lisa. And we got on the phone. I thought I was going to hire her. And she goes, no, all you need is Diana, the publicist. Let me refer you to her. So if he did that day. He orchestrated that happening.
Crazy. So and her name's Diana, which is even more crazy. Crazy.
Yes. So he's mentioning Diana. Oh, my goodness. He mentioned Diana earlier. Yes. Okay.
Wow.
There's a connection there for you.
Yeah. That's so interesting because... So one thing that I just want to validate for you being so accurate in what you're saying is before I even launched my own business, that's when I was listening to all of his music on repeat. Like I was trying to find myself. So ironic that you say that.
Head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about video for you. Why don't you do video?
Really? I don't know. I have this fear about video for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, no. He said video. All the way.
Okay, good to know.
Be seen. He's like, next on scene and be seen.
I love it.
He likes to rhyme. He's all about lyrics. And he's just said, next on scene and be seen.
Freaking cool. Stacey, thanks for sharing that. That was so awesome. Okay, so I want to ask some of my audience members questions. So, first question, let's go back to Whitney Houston because you're pretty close with her. So, Chris Martin asked, where was your bodyguard?
Okay, let me connect with her.
Mm-hmm.
One moment. So as she connects, she said, I wanted my privacy.
Makes sense.
I need my privacy, what she's saying. And she says, Everybody out, I need my privacy. So this is, I see. She's also talking about she felt she wasn't fully herself that day. So she was taking some things. She wasn't fully herself that day. She she wasn't able to form, you know, some connection. She's talking about she interrupted an interview. She was a hot mess. This is just what she's saying. She was a hot mess. She said she was in the hotel room and she wanted her privacy. And the feeling that I get from her is that she had too much, so she had too much. So there was a too much feeling, an overload feeling. She's very thin, very frail. So she said these things shut down your body, shuts down your body. And that's what she's talking about. She just wanted to relax. And there's just a feeling that she kicked people out and wanted her privacy.
Thank you for sharing that. It makes, I mean, everybody, I'm assuming at one point or another just needs their own time, especially when they're in the limelight so much, right?
She is mentioning a woman by the name of Mary that was around. So there's a connection to her, to a Mary that day.
Thanks for sharing. Okay, next question. I know you need a second to channel them in, so you just let me know when's good to ask the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
So Samantha Martin asks, Aaliyah, which did you like making better, movies or music videos?
I'm getting videos from her. And did she have dark hair? Because I'm seeing, like, long, dark hair on
her. Yes.
And her pigment is a little darker.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely saying videos.
Thank you. And now my husband was excited to ask this question, Andrew DeLore. So Notorious B.I.G., life or fame?
Okay, so he's clearing his throat. As he's stepping forward, let me connect with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving the name Biggie, B-I-G-G-I-E.
Yep.
It's the name that he's giving. I'm not familiar with him, I'm just going to say. But he's giving the name Biggie. He's saying Lil, L-I-L, girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
The feeling of a girlfriend that's really tiny.
Yep, like Lil Mo was her name, I think, or Lil Kim. Lil Kim, okay. I think, was her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, can I speak? go ahead, hold on. He says, life, man.
With the cool vibe that he's, that's hysterical.
Yes, he says life, man. It's in an instant. He talks about a song that was dedicated to him. And his name's mentioned in this song. About heaven, he's mentioning. A lot of tributes came in for him. It feels like he had a tragic passing, I'm just going to say. He says unnecessary passing. But it gave people, he's saying it gave people pause to not get mixed up in certain things. He's got big glasses on.
Yep, sounds accurate. I feel like in all his pictures.
He's also dressed in black. So I see him in black from head to toe. Just a color that he'd wear, but he did like the leather jackets, he's just telling me. He liked the gold, too. He's showing me a lot of gold around him. He just says his life came and went so fast.
Yeah, he died young. He did die young.
He didn't get a chance to thank a number of people. But there's some brothers with him. He's got some brothers with him in the industry. There's a connection here to a Tupac, I think.
Oh, yeah, Tupac, totally, yep.
Yeah, so there's a connection to a Tupac with him. And he's saying that their arms are around each other, and he is saying that we're helping our brothers.
So freaking cool.
They had a trouble.
Right. So I have another question for Biggie from Gigi Williams. Who shot Tupac? She asked. Ask Biggie, who does he know who shot Tupac?
So there's a few, I'm just going to show the image that I'm seeing. There's a car drive by. Mm-hmm. I feel a bunch of, like a gang. There's like a gang related with him. They were not able to finally find it out. Is that accurate? You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's saying that it had something to do with the money laundering or money.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting. And I just see a drive-by car, and I feel a number of them, and I feel a gang. I feel a number of them, and I feel a gang. And there's a mention of the blood, so that feels it's coming right after that.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a feeling should have got out when we could, or when we can, or should have got out when we could. The feeling that I'm getting.
No, thank you for sharing. And then Jamie Chalaki asked, who is your favorite musician of all time?
Oh, mine?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So this is going to sound funny. Tim McGraw, I got very connected to him in the late 90s, and I listened to his music constantly. It was all about love, and I love rock and roll. I love pop. I grew up in the 80s. The music's always been very prevalent in my life. But towards the 90s, I started loving country music. That sounds corny, but it's funny.
What's wrong with that? Nothing. I love it.
Yeah, so I watched probably 10 or 12 of Tim McGraw concerts. I just was very drawn to him. Yes.
Honestly, Stacey, you are freaking amazing. First, please tell everybody how they can reach out to you online or follow you on social media, and then I want to play a quick game time, and then we'll close out.
Okay, great. So entertainmentmedium.com. If you want to receive from the music legends in entertainment's rock and roll heaven. Okay, I have a VIP backstage pass, so they all come through because they're all telling each other about me over there. So entertainmentmedium.com. Also on Twitter at ENTmedium as well. Okay. Now, if you want to hear from your loved ones, you can go to touching1mhearts.com. So that's the work I do with family. And so it's the number one.
Yeah, number one.
So it's 1M. Okay, so 1 million hearts.
Well, thank you so much for being so open to answer all our fun questions today. You are so freaking cool. So glad we connected.
Oh, Jackie, thank you. This is so much fun.
Oh my God,
I
so
this
fun.
Every day.
Oh my God, seriously. I want to have you back on more often. You're so awesome. And I feel like you have so much, like almost like live call-ins would be so freaking cool. So,
And I used to have my own radio show for a year and a half out of LA, and I had live call-ins. So sure, if you want to set that up.
Oh my God, totally. I would love to set that up. That would be so freaking awesome. All right, I'll be in touch with Diana after this.
Diana, here we go.
Exactly. Yeah. So I want to play a quick game time though before we close out, because obviously you have an incredible career doing such fun stuff by day, but I want people to learn more about you outside of your super fun career that you've chosen. So there is no there's no time limit to answer these questions. These are just a fun way for all of us to get to know you. So, what is Stacey's TV guilty pleasure?
The Voice.
Oh, I love The Voice too. You like it better than American Idol.
Although I love American Idol, this year is amazing. But I don't watch a lot of TV. The only TV that I watch is The Voice.
That's so funny. So it's all music. You're such a music girl. I love it.
It's all music.
I love it. If you were singing on the stage, who would you want to partner with to train?
If I was singing on the stage?
Yep. And all of them turned around.
Oh my goodness. Who would it be?
I know there's so many decisions.
I saw Pink in concert recently, a year or so ago. So, I mean, she's amazing.
She is.
She's a powerhouse.
I love it. Okay, cool. Thank you for answering that. Next question. What is Stacey's favorite food?
So cookie and milk.
Oh, I like cookies and milk.
I have to have a cookie every night, and a little bit of milk. I mean, that just helps me go to sleep.
I love it. So what kind of cookie? Let's get specific here.
So chocolate chip.
So cute.
Chocolate chip cookie.
So cute. Do you make them yourself or do you buy them? Do you have a favorite brand? Like,
sometimes,
break it down.
Sometimes, but only around holidays. So mostly bought, so only around holidays.
I get that.
But I love the freshly baked ones. Yep.
Yep, totally get that. So cute. Okay, if you could wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
So I love fashion. I love boutiques. My mom was a model growing up, so I've always been drawn to beautiful fabrics. And so BCBG, Max's Area, is my favorite line, and I'd have to say I have a BCBG chiffon summer number dress that it doesn't feel like I'm wearing anything. So I feel like a princess and angel.
You got good taste, girlfriend. I love it. Great taste. So, okay. Thank you for sharing. Next question. Do you have a favorite destination of choice that you've been and one you want to go to that you haven't been?
So I love the beach. I love meditating on the beach. So beachfront for me, we were just in Miami in February, and that was amazing. Miami, Hawaii, the Cayman Islands, the tropics, I love that. But I also love Europe. So I've been to Italy, been to France. I would love to go back to Barcelona, Spain. So where there is, you know, water and walking and culture, I haven't been to Sweden or Switzerland. I'd love to go over there.
I've never been either. That sounds like a pretty cool bucket list place to go. What are they known for over there?
Well, I feel a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a connection. I don't know if it's my blonde hair or what, but I feel a connection over on that side of Europe.
I love
I've
it.
I've always wanted to visit there. And also Rome and Rome, too. I have never been.
So when you went to Italy, where'd you go?
We went to Tuscany.
Oh, amazing.
We went to Florence, the Naples, the Capri. It was one of my favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
Sardinia, all through Italy.
Of Italy, it's so beautiful. All things Europe is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. So much culture, so much history.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. So if you, I've actually never asked this question before, but it came to me, so I'm going to ask it. If you could be an animal, what animal would you pick?
So I'm seeing a tiger right now. Isn't that interesting? I'm seeing a tiger. So a protective mama tiger.
I love it. That's so cute.
That's what's coming to me.
So what do tigers represent to you?
I feel protection. I also feel mama bear.
Right, because you said that's so cute. Yep.
Right. So I feel also, I feel the Lion King right now too. Being in all that you are, being on top of that mountain, following your own path. Taking care of your family, helping. This is just all that's flowing in.
No, please share. I'm like fascinated. Yeah. That never even came to me before, and I was like, you know what? It's meant for me to ask right now, so I'm just gonna ask it.
I think it's meant for you too.
So interesting. I don't know. Tigers are beautiful animals, so I'm all about it.
Yeah, it just came in really clear.
Is Judy Garland back? Because I noticed you have a tickle in your throat.
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I think so.
No, no worries. I mean, is there a tiger in... There is. There's a tiger in Wizard of Oz. Like a lion.
Is there?
The lion.
Oh, there is a lion. Yeah, there is a lion.
So maybe not a tiger.
So they can link. So here I'm talking about a tiger, a lion. So they can link. And what I'm feeling, what I'm saying... And that is, I'll say, like them in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where everything's connected, and you're in the oneness because it's all connected.
Right.
So, yeah, I still see her. I also see Michael. I'll just share with you who I'm seeing on the other side, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
They all encircle when I speak about the entertainment realm. So I'm seeing Aretha Franklin right now. I see her. She's like, hi.
Oh, my God. I loved her. I've always loved her. So, always.
So she tells me her name's Ree. She came to me on the day of her passing as well. And I was craving chicken all day. And I don't eat fried chicken, but I was craving it all day. But she had come through and told me that that was her favorite food.
That's hysterical.
And what's amazing is that when she connected with me, I was working. And all of a sudden, my Siri went off. And I knew she had passed. And my Siri went off and said, Franklin.
What?
And yes, they could speak through Siri. It's pretty amazing. It's happened so many times. And so I was like, okay, Risa. She goes, hi, darling, I'm right here, and we're both from Michigan, and we need to talk. And she's going on and on and on, because she's a chatty Kathy. She can talk. And so she came through so clearly, just so fluidly. And what is amazing about that is that I was in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan recently, because I'm from Michigan originally, and I went to go visit a friend of mine who's a singer. And she's from Bloomfield Hills. And so she came through, and I was in Bloomfield Hills visiting a friend, and Glenn Frey had been connecting with me, and I was feeling him. I had just given a reading from Prince to someone that he knows, and so I felt spirit all around me when I was at this restaurant, and I was sitting there with my girlfriend, who is a singer in college, and we're sitting there, and she looks over, and who walks in but Bob Seger?
What? That's crazy.
I was sitting there, and we were eating at the bar, and she said, oh, my God, I've got to go talk to him. I'm like, go talk to him. He was waiting at the end of the bar for takeout, and I knew Spirit was at work, because I had just given a reading from Prince the day before, so I was like, oh, that's really funny. That's great. I mean, I love his music. And so she went over and talked with him for a while, and then afterwards he came over to me, gave me a hug, and he said, thank you. And I didn't know what that was about. Mm-hmm. I do want to meet with him, and I do want to find out. I did find out right after that he and Glenn Frey were best friends, and he got Glenn Frey's first record deal. So, and he and Prince were inducted into the Hall of Fame on the same night.
So cool.
So they set up me meeting him that night.
That's crazy.
If I were to meet with someone, you know, at the top of my list, Bob is who I would want to meet with.
I'm sure.
Set up this amazing connection, just randomly.
That's so freaking awesome. No, it is random. So I have an ask too, a random question too. When you're doing readings or even like on radio shows or anything like that, the people that are coming up from you, outside of me asking, what are their messages they're trying to portray? Is there reasons, specific reasons you find for that, or?
Well, I feel they are connected to the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So like Michael Jackson coming through,
mm-hmm.
he is connected with you. So they work with my energy and your energy combined.
So cool.
So when they connect, there is a, I'll say, distinct connection with the person that's on the phone, very distinct. And they can validate it immediately. So I know Tom Petty's here too, for someone who's listening. I feel him pretty strongly right now, too.
That's so freaking cool.
To me like that. He's playing that song. So there's a reason why they come through, because they're connected to the energy that is here. And they can come through and just bring through evidence. Like I just read for Davy Jones from the Monkees a couple weeks ago for his friends. And Davy, I did not even know. I mean, I loved watching the Monkees after school when I was younger. And say that TV show, I didn't know when he came through, he talked about his horses and then he had a foundation that helped horses, and I had no idea. And he just brought through so much evidence. And for these two women who were close friends with him. And he went out and sung, and that's how he would go out and song and dedicate it to them in the front row every time they're at his concert. So very evidential things came through from him that they could interpret, and that's how it worked.
That is so cool. I'm like mind blown by all of this information. It's like overload, obsessed. Like this is just awesome stuff. I'm just so fascinated by the whole other side, and they're still so connected, you know?
Oh, the heavenly veil is thinning. It's very thin. And many people are connecting now because there's such a, I'll say, readiness to connect. And I just feel, I mean, we're all born with this gift. means mm-hmm. the gift of spirit. We all have it. And it's just a matter of developing. So if you meditate, you're going to develop faster because you're in a meditative space of connection.
Right.
And that's the tool for connection, right? But if you just relax and be in the silence and drop in your heart space, spirit connects on love. So love, happiness, excitement, joy, that's where they are, right? They're in the heavenly realm of all of that. So when we can get there, they can connect with us really easily. I can't tell you how many times people say to me, oh my goodness, so-and-so came through when I was on the cruise ship. Or so when they're having a happy, good old time, they can connect with their, loved ones, with their mentors, right? So when they're living it up.
So freaking cool. I love it. I'm literally like speechless. This has been such a cool experience.
Well, thank you. It's been awesome for me and for them too. They love to connect and they love to come through and make their presence known, of course, because they worked hard to make their presence known here when they were here, and they still want that.
Mm-hmm.
So they still want to make their presence known. And so any of your listeners who are, I'll say, connected to these entertainers while they were here and while they're now in heaven, just think of them. Play their music. Invite the connection. Ask. Ask for the connection. It's simpler than people think.
Right.
And then they will show you, without a doubt, they will show you that they're with you. They will bring these amazing signs. Oh my gosh, I have so many, I'll say from Prince, but from many of them. But Prince, especially, I have to tell this one thing. I was called for jury duty this last year, and I had so much going on. But you have to go.
Right.
And so I was in the holding room. It was a murder trial, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I can go through this. I'm way too open. I'll be so affected, right? And then I heard Spirit say, we've got this in the bag. We've got you. I didn't know who it was right at that moment. But I was released. I was one of the names.
What? That's awesome.
I'm on my way to my car. Okay. I'm on my way walking to my car. And I felt Prince with me at that moment. And he said, look down. And there in the cement, in huge letters, his name, Prince.
Are you serious?
It's on my website.
Oh my god, hysterical.
And so I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so I'd given a few readings from him at that point, and I felt like that was just a big thing.
So do you feel like he's been a huge guide for you personally? Who's somebody that's really been around for things that you ask for yourself?
He's the strongest last few years. He's very, very strong. So he sees himself. He sees himself as one of my guides, and that's fine. He's like a leader in the spiritual realm over there, right? And he's saying he's a soloist right now. So he's puckering his lips, and he makes lots of faces. When I see him, he is so smug, and he's just so clever. But he also toys with you. So his personality is still the same as it was here. But he's this element of surprise, all the time. He's all about that. And evidently that's how he was when he was here.
Right.
He was always about, just showing up and shocking people here and there. And
looks like he's still doing it even from the other side, right?
He's still doing it. But I have to say, up to this point right now, with all of them coming through, and they all come through, so just so gloriously, but he considers himself a spiritual friend to me.
I love that.
Because he's done such miraculous things. Just in my life in general, he'll just show up and he'll prove it.
I love how you said, and he'll prove it too. That's hysterical. I love it.
Right. I always put it back on them. So I always say, if they say, I want to connect to so-and-so, I'll say, okay, you got to do the work.
Right.
I'll be ready. So I always put it back on them. I don't seek it out, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, I know you can do it. You're in the afterlife, the heavenly realm, where all things are possible. And so I put it back on them, and they make it happen.
So,
I mean, Elvis had me meet, I mean, his wife Priscilla. That was incredible.
Wow.
I mean, yeah.
That is so freaking cool. So when you're meditating so like prime example, the ones that are coming over right now, when you were saying like Biggie and Tupac, they were all, where were they standing? Like, what are you envisioning?
So I feel them behind me.
Interesting.
And I see them in my mind's eye. So I see them and I start to receive subtly. The messages when they connect are very subtle. It's like a daydream in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's in my mind's eye. Now, when I first had my spiritual awakening, I could see spirit with my eyes open. And I asked to have that shut down because it was too startling for me. And
right.
So now I only see it in my mind's eye. And I can just see them. And they just start to communicate. They start to bring messages. I can see, feel, hear them. I can also, if they give me a certain scent or smells or touch, I can feel everything within my body, within my being. So when they come very, very close. But Biggie was keeping his, I'll say, space here. So I could see him behind me. And then he mentioned he had a friend there, and he mentioned Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll just give evidence. In fact, he's showing me a really nice car right now. So I know he liked cars. So I just feel when they start to, if they connect, they will bring through things they loved here, what they looked like, what happened with them before they passed. Whatever they want, they get to choose what they're going to communicate and what they're going to bring through. But if there's an intention of someone that really wants to hear from them, they will come through and speak on that.
So, I mean, just like you did with Michael, that was so freaking cool. Mike, sorry, I know we said Mike, right? Yeah, but that was so freaking cool.
He helps with the PR and the publicity and the media, and so he can help people with that. He helped me with that. Now he's letting you know that he's helping you with that. And now he's talking about Motown. So he just brings me to Motown, and he brings me to, he's mentioning Quincy, and he's talking about his life and his music and his writings and, oh, he's talking about not getting along with his brothers, you know, so he can come through so fast.
Wow.
Serious, and just bring it for whoever's here. But he also had promoters and people behind him. And he's all about that.
Right.
He's all about
so cool.
Helping you get out there. And he's mentioning also, I'm just going to share with you, about you being out on the stage. So you got to break through the barrier, he's saying. You have to break through the barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And get out on the stage and be seen. Oh, and he's saying, and you can just put yourself in a fairy tale land.
In a what? In a fairy tale land?
In a fairy tale land is what he's saying. Put yourself in a fairy tale land. But you're not doing it for you. He said you're doing it for your fans.
That's hysterical.
It's all about the fans.
Right. Oh, my God. So freaking cool. I'm, like, fascinated. I need to do a session with you. That's all I've got to say.
I feel he will bring you a sign with this messaging because they usually validate it within minutes or hours or within a day or so.
That's awesome.
So definitely look for the sign from him because he's speaking to you about your gifts, about your work.
So cool. Oh, my God. Stacey, you're so awesome. So thank you again so much for coming on today. Please tell everybody again how they can just repeat your website and your social media channels for us, please.
Sure. So you can go to entertainmentmedium.com, and there's a contact thing on the homepage at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to connect with these spiritual entertainers in the heavenly rock and roll realm. Or you can go to touchingoneofhearts.com if you want to connect with your spiritual loved ones who are in the heavens. And you can follow me for this work, this entertainment medium work, at ENT Medium. And that is on Twitter. So at ENT Medium on Twitter. And then I also have a Facebook page, so Touch1MHearts. It's a Facebook page.
Amazing. Thank you.
Instagram, too. and Instagram. Okay.
No, yeah, and your Instagram is Stacey Lynn Cripps, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Because I follow you, so I know.
Okay, and I follow you too now.
I love it. So cute. Well, you are so awesome. Everybody absolutely needs to check out this amazing woman doing incredible stuff for people. She is just rocking and so inspiring. You are awesome, Stacey. Thank you so much again for coming on today. Such a fun show.
Thank you, Jackie. You're full of light. I feel it. There's lots of music notes around you. So just keep doing what you're doing, and more's coming. I just feel it.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, again, so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. And stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? Next, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next On Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.
When tracking the domestic dust bunny, you commonly find them hiding under wardrobes next to lost socks.
Don't move too suddenly or they'll scurry off.
What's utterly fascinating about the Dust Bunny is that although they are not actually sentient creatures, when they hear that Geico not only saves people money, but also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's obvious to them you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Oh no, it's the Dust Bunny's only natural predator. Run along, Dust Bunnies, run along.